There's going to be a reward for Costco.
Yes. Right, Erin? We have exciting news about that. Why don't you tell
us? Yes, we love the people who like to come with their pumpkin pie hats or their turkey costumes and their fancy socks.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the radio dial, that thing with the knobs or the buttons, so you can preset 102.9 on the FM band. Here in the glorious Franklin Food Pantry conference room again for a discussion around the turkey trot. The turkey trot is coming around the corner already. Oh my. We have Erin Campbell. Erin, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you today, Steve.
Excellent. And Jen Johnson, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Nice to see you today.
It's good to be here talking about the turkey trot.
It's hard to believe, right? We're talking about Thanksgiving and it's 80 degrees outside, but it's definitely coming up and just a couple months away, and we're really excited.
We're just saying that, you know, it seems like as soon as Labor Day, the candy corns were already out in the market.
They certainly are, yes.
And this comes right after Halloween. It's already into Thanksgiving season.
We like to start talking about it because we know we need to start running and preparing for this turkey trot. No one wants to be the one walking up that hill. So we're going to let you know to start getting out, get your joggers on, your sneakers, and start running.
Yeah. Get training. Yeah, definitely. So certainly Thursday morning, I think it's an 8 o'clock start.
8 a.m. always, bright and early.
And pick up the numbers the night before.
Yes, you can come Wednesday between 6 and 9 and pick up your bib packet ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So you can just show up that morning on Thursday and be ready to run.
Right. And then you can still pick up Thursday morning, too.
Yes, absolutely. You can walk in right up before the race and register still. You can register on your phone with a quick QR code at the website, or you can come up to our counter. We've got friendly volunteers who can check you in just under a minute, and you'll be ready to race.
Yes, ready to get out to join the crowd. And generally has been a good crowd. We're getting closer to that 1,000 mark. Maybe we can break it sometime.
We might. Yes, we were very close in the 900s last year, so that would be something to celebrate, to have 1,000 runners out on Jordan Road, and all for such a good cause, to raise money for the food pantry.
Absolutely, yes. Goodness indeed. And sponsorships are still available?
Yes, sponsorships are definitely still available. We do have our presenting sponsor already locked in. A special thank you to GNC Plumbing and Heating.
Okay.
They have returned again as presenting sponsor. We are very thankful for their support. And we have lots of sponsorship levels available. We have 3 different levels available, all at different price points, all with great benefits to help promote your business and support the pantry at the same time. And the turkey trot would not be able to happen, right, Erin, without our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to do this. We're so thankful for them and their support that they're giving back to the community. So please go to our website, franklinfoodpantry.org. You can find information there on how to sponsor. You can see the flyer with all the levels, a link, or you can just email me directly and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Right, because I think even as part of the regular registration process, there's an option to, if you want to sponsor, go here.
Correct, yes, there is a link to do so as well, so you can do it through the registration process if you'd like to do it there.
Right.
And you can also make donations on that page as well.
Yes, the franklinturkeytrot.org website. You can sign up, register as a runner, be a sponsor. You can see past numbers. You can see the past photos of runners.
Yes.
You can... Right, there's lots of ways to participate, but we are so grateful for the businesses every year. I just think with an open heart how much our community comes together to support this and are willing to be part of this organization to help the pantry. It's really a high mark on the town of Franklin how much people come together for this.
Yeah, Franklin has a habit of coming together for a need, and this is an unfortunate need, but it's there and it's growing, unfortunately,
It is. Unfortunately, the need is growing. In the fiscal year that just ended June 30th, the pantry served 1,880 people in just under 900 households. And this was a 10% increase over last year. And we provided 68,000 bags of food, household supplies, and personal care products. The number of bags, again, 68,686 bags. That was a 60% increase.
Wow.
60% over the year prior. So the need is growing. People are having to make tough decisions. It's a tough economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we're here to be able to provide the service to our neighbors, you know, and they are our neighbors. They're your children's classmates. They're your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
The cashier you say hello to at the grocery store, and, you know, we're here to provide as much as possible to our neighbors in need.
Yep.
But the need is, it is growing and continues to grow.
And in order to provide that bag going out the door, we need either the food and our donation financially, physically in terms of volunteering, or fiscally in terms of a dollar contribution. It all comes together to help somebody as they come through the shopping experience or the drive-through to get the assistance they need.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, we always say every dollar counts, and it's true. No matter how much you can donate, if you don't have the funds to donate, mm-hmm. you could hold a food drive. You can volunteer your time. We could not run the pantry without our volunteers. Absolutely not. And we have over 400 volunteers in our database.
On the list. And I think it's over 100 that are required,
yes,
in operation just to deliver the normal
correct
week.
Each week, just to keep us up and running. Mm-hmm. And we're so thankful. So there's always some way you can help, you know, that best suits your current, you know, situation.
Sure.
However you can help us, we greatly appreciate it. And talking about the need, how it is growing, we just added a fourth mobile pantry site in September because
right.
the need is growing.
Sure.
And we're trying to reach the communities in this town that probably can't get here during the day, so
mm-hmm.
you know, we can reach them that way. We still have curbside as well. I was just telling Erin how we did expand curbside to 4 contiguous towns.
The 4 immediate neighboring communities.
Yes, yes, the immediate
yeah.
neighbors, and they can come to curbside now on Tuesday evenings.
Still registration
correct
required.
Yes.
But, and I think in another conversation, in potentially even multiple, I know I've talked anecdotally with various folks who were here, unfortunately, because of housing, they can't live here anymore, so they go move next door, and now they can come back to
yes.
the pantry.
Yes.
Whereas before they couldn't.
Exactly. And, you know, we connected with these 4 towns that have limited hours at their pantries. And, you know, a lot of our clients, they have jobs like you and I,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get here during the day. So this curbside option is great. It's a great additional option for people in these neighboring towns. So we're
mm-hmm.
happy to be able to provide the resources.
Right. Good. And on the turkeytrot.org page, it also has the map of the course. So if somebody hasn't either run or walked before, they can find out, where am I going? What am I doing?
Yes, exactly. And this neighborhood that we run through is a lot of fun because the neighborhood comes out and cheers on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have kids holding up signs and passing you water. So it's a great trot, friendly.
Yeah.
And it will help get your blood going and flowing and prepare you for that feast later on in the day.
Yeah, I like to say it gives you that excuse to have that extra piece of pie later.
Exactly.
And it is great because it's very family friendly. You don't
true.
Have to be, you know, I know Steve, you're a runner. I am not a runner. And so it's for everybody. You know, you can push a stroller,
mm-hmm.
you
right.
can, you know, bring your toddler, your little one, go for a nice walk, or you know what, maybe you have a personal time you want to beat and,
right.
and go for it and, you know,
yeah.
try to cross that finish line first. So if there is something for everyone, it's great family
mm-hmm.
friendly event.
Yeah, and my running days are over, but I like walking, and there's usually kind of a connection. I'll be with this group or that group, depending upon how it goes, time, or maybe sometimes multiple groups, and you're just catching up on what happens. So we meet like kind of once a year at
right,
the course
right.
and find out what's going on.
Right, right. On Thanksgiving Day, which is what's better than that, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
it's the extended family portion of the
it
day.
Is. It is. That's very true.
Yes.
It's a great community event. It's a really good, feel-good event, and what better way to start off the holiday, you know,
mm-hmm.
to connect
and
with
I
the community.
I think the notch has been upped. Some people like to come in a costume, so now there's going to be a reward for a costume.
Yes. Right, Erin? We have exciting news about that. Why don't you tell
us? Yes, we love the people who like to come with their pumpkin pie hats or their turkey costumes and their fancy socks. So yes, we are offering a costume, best costume award this year. So find those missing socks or order that costume on Amazon. But yes, so best costume award for kids. We've got best costume awards if you've got a group or a family running together and you're all in costume.
Oh, the team concept.
The team costume award. So yeah, we will be looking and celebrating your costumes this year. Bring it on.
That's one of the photogenic parts of this, is just, you know, like,
it is.
Oh, cool. Yes.
And it makes it fun. How would you not want to finish when you've got a turkey running in front of you? You know, you can make it. If someone can run in that outfit, you can finish too.
Absolutely.
So we love the joy that it brings to the race.
Yeah. And I know even for the walkers, that last little hill, you know, it's always, it comes at the wrong spot. It's at the end. You know, you go down so quick you don't notice it. But then when you come back, it's like, oh, well, we can do this. If that turkey can do it, I can do it.
Right. And then once you get back, we've got a breakfast for you to, you can sit down and relax, listen to some live music, have a few breakfast items. We'll have door prizes. So there's plenty to do afterwards if you want to hang around for a little bit. And maybe you'll be one of the ones who gets those awards for your time in the race or your costume. We'll have a photo booth set up. You can take your picture with your friends and family. So there's a lot to enjoy in this morning.
And I see a lot of those conversations. So perhaps somebody went by too quick, so you couldn't have the conversation. But then after, you can have over the coffee or whatever, you catch
up. Yep. And so you got to stick around to make sure that you might get that door prize. We have over a dozen prizes from local businesses or donations from friends. So that's always a fun thing. And like I said, live music being played. And you can get a little breakfast and chat with the friends and neighbors that you love to see every year.
Yeah, the other piece too, from a sponsor perspective, let them know that you heard of them at the food pantries, Turkey Trot benefit, etc. So, you know, that's one of the markers they'll be looking at. Okay, am I getting something out by sponsoring, etc.? Well, like, clearly sponsoring, and it helps the cause, but then if you're getting that word of mouth as well, the business is going to like that. They're going to want to come back.
Oh, exactly. And I hear often, you know, my kids are active at sports and stuff, and I'll hear talking to other parents, you know, I needed, you know, my car fixed, and I remembered, you know, so-and-so sponsored. And I said, you know what? If they're supporting the pantry, I want to go support that.
Sure.
And that's what it's all about. You want to support those businesses that are giving back to your community. And we're so, so grateful for all the sponsors. You know, you can check them out as we get closer to the race. They'll all be on our website at the event. There'll be some signers there thanking them as well. And just think of them next time maybe you need to purchase a gift or you need a car service or to get your hair done. And think about these local businesses who are putting money back into the community.
Sure.
And another way you can do that is with our digital race bag, where our sponsors provide coupons for their services to every single participant. And so you'll get a link to that in your registration. And then you can go back after the race, click on that link, and you'll see a page of all the businesses that sponsored the run, and you can click on them for your coupon. And then you go back to that business, right? And you say, thank you for being part of the Turkey Trot. I'm here for my free, you know, soda or my the service on my car. And and you can have that conversation.
Yep. Yeah, and by way of disclosure, I'll put the plug in. Yes, I'm also a sponsor as Franklin Matters, but while we don't have a coupon, certainly the contact info is there. And if you have a story that needs to be told to the Franklin community, well, oh, by the way, this is what we do.
Yes, exactly. And thank you for your sponsorship. You sponsor us every year, and everything you do for the pantry, we can't thank you enough, Steve.
It's a worthy cause. Happy to do it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. So, recap. Thanksgiving morning, registration's available now. There is a deadline for t-shirts. They were still available for purchase, but after a point, then you may not be able to get the right size or match, etc.
Correct. So right now during this month and moving into October, you can register. Right now it's still early bird pricing, so it's only $25 per person, and that will be until October 13th. You can order a shirt online when you register through the end of October.
End of October.
So October 30th, if you want to order your shirt ahead of time. We'll have limited numbers of shirts available for sale at the race day. But to ensure you get your size that you want, print that online.
Sure.
And like we said before, registration will be open until the morning of the race, and that's $30 after October 13th. Mm-hmm. And there's a family cap of $100 or four participants up until 10/13, and after that date it's 125, but still for four people. So families, larger families, you will be able to qualify for that family cap pricing. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Bring the group. It's still going to be affordable.
Children under five run for free.
So that helps too.
Right? Yes. Put them in the stroller, let them toddle. We want them to participate. Definitely.
Yeah. Put them in a little turkey hat or a little mm-hmm. turkey outfit, and it's great to see the little ones, and I think they help too as you're navigating the course. You see a cute little one in a stroller, and mm-hmm. it kind of keeps you motivated to keep going. Right. And but mentioning the family, wear your best family costumes, dress up, right? You might win that mm-hmm. prize.
Sure. All right. So registration, T-shirt, dates, and then pick up the number either the Wednesday night before or just before on Thursday morning. You can still register up to the minute Thursday morning as well. And then at 8:00,
right?
Boom,
yes,
go.
Exactly. That big horn blows off. Everybody runs off and away and down the hill. Great fun.
Yeah, lots of conversations. And then the breakfast, as you said, you know, some snacks, juice, drinks, whatever. And then the raffle prizes.
Yep, yes. Door prizes given out, awards for all the age categories for your runners. You might be first, second, or third. I know there's some kids that really want to up their game, and they are trying for that gold medal every year. So take your picture at the photo booth. Yeah, talk with the friends, visit our sponsors. We'll have a few sponsors there in person that you can mm-hmm. go to their table and talk with, like GNC Plumbing loves to be there and to greet the community.
And of course, the location. We haven't mentioned it specifically yet, but Church of Latter-day Saints on Jordan Road.
Thank
you for hosting and facilitating as well.
Right, we have loved this for over a dozen years that we've been the site of this turkey trot and mm-hmm. welcoming the neighbors, and that's something that we love to do and help support the Franklin Food Pantry.
Yeah, the pantry cannot thank the church enough, and Erin donates all of her time for mm-hmm. this.
Having run races as an organizer, there's a bunch of work there.
There is a lot of work.
There is. We don't want to talk about that. That's behind the scenes.
She does not like to talk about it, but I will talk about Erin. And she does a ton of work as the race director, mm-hmm. and I absolutely adore working with Erin. That's one of the biggest things I look forward to about this event every year is getting to work with Erin. She's amazing, and she donates all her time. And all of the volunteers, I know you'll talk about this, all the volunteers from the church are amazing. Mm-hmm. We go to set up the night before, and let me tell you, I mean, the large group of these teens, adults, they are the best workers. I mean, I'm telling you, it's amazing that everything gets set up in no time. We're so thankful for all of their work, all of their volunteer hours. Same with our pantry volunteers mm-hmm. as well. And this wouldn't happen. It would never happen without our sponsors, without our volunteers. Right. They make it run flawlessly. So we can't thank them enough for donating the space for the event mm-hmm. and all of their time and effort. They're amazing.
And the expense effectively is kind of like the timing system and some signage and things of that sort. But other than that, the site and then all the volunteers, they're...
And that's the point of it, so that we can have the greatest amount of proceeds go right back to the pantry, that we're not cutting anything out of those race proceeds. We want to see the pantry succeed, and that's part of why the church loves to sponsor this, that it's something we can do with our generosity and volunteer hours, so that, like you said, the race expenses, which are very minimal, and we strive to keep them that way through volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Good. So I think we ticked off kind of the key pieces: turkeytrot.org, register, sponsor, t-shirt, costume prize, and then you'll have that excuse for, you know, that extra piece of pie later because you've both helped the cause and done some exercise, whether walk or run in the morning.
Yeah, you'll feel really good after this morning.
You definitely do. I think maybe even a couple extra slices of that. Maybe one of each. Maybe some apple and pumpkin.
Well, yeah, you know? my father used to do that. He'd have a piece of each, right?
Oh, so,
yeah,
I like,
you know, you got to find out whether you like one of that. So you just take a slice.
Well, you don't want to offend, you know, anyone who made the pie. So, I mean, they took the time. The least you can do is try a sliver of each.
Right.
That's how I feel anyway. But
yes, definitely. Good, good, good. Well, thank you both for taking time to explain, etc. And if any questions, I believe there's kind of question and answer form on the website as well.
Absolutely. You can email franklinturkeytrot@gmail.com with any questions you have or interest in volunteering or just to say hello. We would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And any information you'd like for the Franklin Food Pantry, franklinfoodpantry.org. You can find information there as well about sponsoring, about the Turkey Trot. My information is on there as well if you want to reach out with any questions or you want to get involved with the pantry. If you want to volunteer, donate, everything is on the website.
Sure. Plenty of info available. Just let your fingers do the clicking to find it.
Exactly, exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. Thank you, listeners, for participating. Hopefully, we've answered some of your questions, if not most, if not all. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.